Y'all be fools if you think we're getting any Epstein information that's going to be of any value. Have you seen this photo? Or this one? Or this one? I could go on, but I think you get the gist. Now here's my question. Is Kash Patel a part of this whole mystery Epstein world? He thinks he's some great patriot who will get the bad guys. And then he sends Attorney General Pam Bondi worthless binders of already released information. Sure, it was hilarious to see right-wing influencers wave their binders around like they found the golden ticket to only find out it was a nothing burger. I mean, what was Kash thinking? Or better yet, who was he protecting? Himself? Is he paying back some favor to somebody that helped him get his career off the ground? Maybe they called in a favor and now Kash has to keep those Epstein documents locked up. I mean, we all know how Epstein operated. It was a blackmail operation. He satiated politicians and the elite's sick desires, and then he could control them with the evidence that he had of their acts. So let's go a little bit deeper. Is Pam Bondi on Epstein's client list? Is she compromised? Or is she protecting someone? Why is she asking the FBI for documents? Why doesn't she just go in unannounced with a team and take them? Elon Musk and Doge went into agencies without authority and dismantled the U.S. aid offices, but the Attorney General can't get documents when she requests them? Hey, Blondie, here's a tip. Don't ask, just take. Drive your bleached head to the location where the documents are that you want. Show up unannounced. Epstein's info has been under lock and key for years, and you think just because you say give it to me, they will? Slap my ass and call me not surprised. I want the goods. What about the client list, the computers, the FBI vault, the video cameras in his apartment, U.S. Marshals Service records, FAA records, federal grand jury evidence from his case? What about the investigation into Epstein's death? What about his finances and business relationships? What about evidence from his Virgin Islands case? What about information from Ghislaine Maxwell's prosecution? I want the damning stuff. Old flight logs? That's Bush League. Client list? That's going to be redacted or just straight up adulterated to exclude some people. I want the videos released. I want to know who was taped being a pervert. Was it this guy? I mean, he does have self-admitted lust demons. He's admitted to flying on Epstein's plane. His former wife was friends with Ghislaine Maxwell. And here he is attending a party at Maxwell's house. It might go to explain a little bit why he's done a turnabout on his major MAHA issue, where now he's recommending people take certain drugs. For all the excitement of Doge, why isn't there more of a demand for Epstein's information? I mean, those USAID employees may have had feckless jobs giving out taxpayer money, but that pales in comparison to the known crimes and unknown crimes of Jeffrey Epstein. Why doesn't Elon Musk get involved and take that chainsaw of his to the FBI, rip it apart until he finds information? Elon Musk's USAID employees and the right cheers him on. They laugh at these people crying as they're getting laid off. They lust for more layoffs. They want more pain for their fellow countrymen. But then a predator like Epstein you just forget about? Why isn't the right and left online and in the streets demanding full disclosure?
I blame the government.
If you think you can rely on Pam Bondi to ask nicely for it, you're fooling yourself. These people are either compromised, covering for someone compromised, or just too weak to take action. I mean, my God, when they asked Trump about Ghislaine Maxwell's prosecution several years ago, he said, "I wish her well." What? Does he have a soft spot for traffickers? Well, he is releasing the Tate brothers, so I guess so. I mean, what do you think?
Somebody had to do it. I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
And let's not forget that Trump's first pick for attorney general was this pick, the pervert of all perverts, Matt Gaetz. So you might say that Trump doesn't want to go after perverts and predators because, well, he'd have to go after his own friends. Trump is being eerily quiet as Bondi is trying to get this information. Trump had no problem yelling at Zelensky, and neither did Vance. But why aren't they yelling from the Oval Office about getting Epstein disclosure? Is Vance compromised or covering for someone that is? Again, I'll let you decide. You would just think that if Trump has time to rename a body of water, an action that won't affect my life or yours, he might find time to get full disclosure of Epstein's activities. You'd think that would be of high priority. I hope we all get the Epstein information that we deserve and we're entitled to. But if I were a betting woman, I'd put my money on a big fat no. Until then, I'll just be here telling MAGA I told you so. Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.